This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Just a couple of days from the inauguration, things winding down for the current president and winding up for the president-elect, who is apparently getting ready with a bunch of executive orders. One of the things that hangs in the balance and something that we've talked about a ton here on America Tonight is Gitmo. And, of course, we know there's been prisoner releases leading up to the exodus of the current president. And we also know that there is a tug of war over a couple of other sides of Guantanamo Bay. Laura Lee Lewis from Talk Media News joins us now. Hey, Laura Lee.
Hey, how's it going?
So Guantanamo has always been at the forefront of this tug of war of, let's close Guantanamo, let's take the prisoners that are left and house them somewhere in the United States. And we know just a day ago that the current president released 10 more Guantanamo prisoners. So what does this mean?
Yeah, that's right. So he released 10 prisoners to Oman. And what this means is that the president is trying to release as many people who have been cleared for release via, like, a parole-like review board before he leaves office. So at this point, there's three or four guys who are still in there who are eligible to be released. That means that this interagency review board has determined that their release will not pose a threat to national security. And at that point, after those folks have been released, the folks who are still in there fall into two categories. What human rights groups call the forever prisoners. Other people call them enemy combatants. These are people who have not been charged with a crime nor are eligible for release. And then there's this other group of people that are making their way through Guantanamo's war court. It's called the military commissions.
Wow. And it's interesting, too, because with what just happened now with Obama, that's still the question hangs in the balance. And Donald Trump has said when he was asked that there was not going to be a full closure of Gitmo. So do you think this is going to be one of the issues that comes up a little bit deeper into his administration?
You know, this is something that's been talked a lot about through the Obama administration, right? When Obama first came into office, well, he actually campaigned, right, on a promise to close Guantanamo. And that didn't happen. And Trump said that he's going to, quote unquote, load it up with some bad dudes. But I've talked to some folks who study this, who represent Guantanamo detainees. And even though Trump's promised to load it up with bad dudes, they're not really concerned about that happening, and that's for a couple of reasons. One of them being that the anti-terror campaign has shifted, right, a lot from ground actions to more being from working through foreign partners on the ground and using American air assets, including drones. So rather than capturing some of these people and holding them in U.S. custody, they're either being held in overseas prisons by our allies or they're just being killed on the battlefield.
Yeah, so that obviously answers that question. You're right. The if we switch gears, we move from Cuba to back on our shores and Chelsea Manning. This is a huge story that President Obama commuted Manning's sentence to the total of 7 years of confinement. So what does that mean now? Now it's just a matter of days, right? And then he's released.
Yeah, that's right. So she is a transgender female. So she, like you said, will serve about 7 years when she's released come May. Her original sentence had been 35 years. And Obama actually defended this action today. Congressional Republicans condemned it. The president, the VP-elect, excuse me, Mike Pence, condemned it. But what the president said was that, look, Manning went to trial. She took responsibility for her crime. And also her sentence was disproportionate to those received by other leaguers. So he said that this doesn't serve as a precedent. Other leakers shouldn't expect to receive lesser punishment should they release classified information. But he thinks that Manning has done her time.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, you're right. And again, transgender making the switch, obviously one of the big stories, too, while being detained, imprisoned. All right, Laura Lee Lewis, thanks so much. Getting ready for the inauguration?
Yes, very much so.
So you're catching up on your sleep after this, right?
Yes, after this, absolutely.
All right, LL, thanks so much.
All right, bye.
Thanks. So Chelsea Manning, an interesting side note story to Chelsea Manning, going to lose Army benefits and transgender benefits because now that the Army private, who's an imprisoned transgender, who received, as she was talking about, Laura Lee, a 35-year sentence for leaking classified information commuted by the president, loses military health benefits because she's due to receive a dishonorable discharge. Remember, Manning was born as Bradley Manning, publicly changed her identity in 2013. Same year, she was transferred from pretty much the Marine Corps brig, is what they call it in Quantico, to the Army prison in Fort Leavenworth. So the Army has been providing transgender treatments to Manning and determined that she did qualify for gender reassignment surgery, but under dishonorable discharge, you don't have access to those benefits. I mean, that's it, you know. And the thousands of classified documents related to the military in the Middle East, remember, went to Julian Assange, who kind of wussed away. He said, oh, if Manning is not released from prison, then I will turn myself in. Well, that didn't even become an issue here because that sentence was commuted. But that was something that also was said early on. So just kind of interesting as a little bit of an added piece to that story because of the transgender nature of what happened. Again, going from Bradley to Chelsea, that makes a difference because the benefits won't be extended, of course. All right, so cabinet picks. Only three cabinet picks will be ready Friday. And Mitch McConnell is blaming the Democrats. He says the Democrats are in a bad mood. So the president-elect will probably only have three of his cabinet nominees cleared by the Senate when he takes the oath on Friday. And the Kentucky Republican told USA Today, I was reading this quote today, it's safe to say the Democrats are in a bad mood. You can see it in the way the confirmation process is going in the Senate. He said that we're kind of off to that kind of a start now at this point. Rest assured, I've already talked about this, I can't imagine that the confirmations get stopped in any way other than they're being a little bit slower about this. So Elaine Chao, Ben Carson, Trump's pick to lead the Transportation Department and the Housing and Urban Development, had hearings last week, not controversial, I don't think so. I think it would be safe to say that nominee would go through. Those nominees would go through. Defense Secretary Mad Dog, you know, go. What happens there? Homeland Security Secretary nominee John Kelly, CIA nominee Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo, I guess aren't really top targets for the Democrats. So you would think that they would go through pretty easy. Secretary of State, that's the most controversial, as we know. I want to just keep reminding everybody, because we've had a change on some of the dates when we've done Nail the Score, but Nail the Score is coming up in our second hour, last segment, and you get to do AFC and NFC. Sweet! Odds and Ends on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
This world is strange, strange world to me. What is its meaning? This world is strange, strange world to me. What is its meaning?
It is a strange world, isn't it? How are you doing out there? Listening to the show tonight. Odds and ends, one of my favorite things to ping around. Meaning that we like our tidbits. What washes over us, as I say, is the commonalities. In other words, what is the buzz in your backyard and my backyard? Of course, the inauguration. That's happening on Friday. The end of one presidency, the start of another presidency, and the confirmation processes, and ultimately what will happen in that first 100 days. For some reason, that's always the measuring stick. The first 100 days. Here's what happened in the first 100 days. So, in the meantime, a former president is in the ICU. You know, he had been sick, but former President George H.W. Bush is in the intensive care unit for an acute respiratory problem because he had pneumonia. It was stemming from pneumonia. But the former First Lady Barbara Bush, also in Houston where they live, and they're at the Methodist Hospital there, is been hospitalized after experiencing fatigue and coughing, they say. The former president, 92, went into the hospital for shortness of breath. So they did a procedure to clear his airway. And they say he's stable, resting comfortably in the ICU. Neither of those Bushes are going to attend the inauguration of Donald Trump. In a letter to the president-elect, Bush wrote, "My doctor says if I sit outside in January, it will likely put me 6 feet under. Same for Barbara, so I guess we're stuck in Texas." And, you know, during his news conference even, Obama sent his prayers to George and Barbara, saying they'd been a constant source of friendship and support and counsel to him and the First Lady Michelle Obama. So pretty interesting. In the world of sports, when we talk about sports Hall of Fame is a big deal, right? And the new class of Hall of Fame, this is what the Hall of Fame, there are some names of actually some people that I covered. Pudge Rodriguez is going into the Hall of Fame. Not very many catchers in the Hall of Fame. So first ballot Hall of Famers. He's a first ballot one. So Pudge Rodriguez, Tim Raines, Jeff Bagwell. How about that? So three perennial all-stars during two of the worst that weathered two of the worst scandals in Major League Baseball history. You could say two of them played, well, they did, during the whole steroid era stuff, and were suspected of using performance-enhancing drugs. Another one played during a heavy drug era, cocaine use. Right, so Tim Raines, Jeff Bagwell, and Pudge Rodriguez elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame, and they'll be inducted with former Commissioner Bud Selig, former General Manager John Schuerholz on July 30th. Pretty big stuff to have that happen. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens are still in the waiting room. Still in the waiting room. Just to throw the numbers out, Bagwell got 41.7% of the vote in his first year, but after his voting percentage stalled, then it started to come back up again. So pretty interesting. And nobody questioned Rodriguez's Hall of Fame credentials. He was a 14-time All-Star, 13-time Gold Glove winner, might be the best catcher since Johnny Bench. I don't think there's any argument there. He appeared in the most games as a catcher, 2,427. How anybody can be a catcher, I have no idea. I caught a softball game once, and I was in pretty good shape, and I thought I was going to have a knee operation after it. So there was suspicions about PED use, but only suspicions, you know, so just allegations. And how about that? Rodriguez, only the eighth Latin American player to reach the Hall of Fame and elected with 76% of the ballots, getting only four more than required, but there he is. He's in, and that it's pretty wild, and always a big deal when we talk about the Hall of Fame. So the Hall of Fame from the world of baseball. How about the Hall of Fame in the world of politics? You know, I talk about Bush being in the hospital, and there's a political legacy when you look at the Bush family, starting with Prescott Bush, and then, of course, his son, and then the grandsons, and how far and wide that family political net was cast. I was thinking about this the other day. Something that doesn't come up with Trump is Trump is the president-elect. He swings into the job Friday, but no political aspirations that we know of at this point for any of his kids. You know, he's got five kids, but the three, Ivanka, the one that's always mentioned, I would think if anyone would dare to dive into politics after all of this, perhaps it would be her or her husband, Jared Kushner, who's going to be obviously a key figure in the White House. I mentioned at the top the five executive orders, and I was reading what the five executive orders are, and some of the logistical things you have to do are the things that you have to worry about, I guess, you know, really in the beginning. So most of that, you know, what Sean Spicer is saying, and he's the White House press secretary, he's saying he's got a few of them probably in maybe up to four or five, and that we're looking at on Friday. And he says some of it's logistical that you have to do in terms of government operations. And there's some other ones I expect him to sign with regards to some other issues that have been on his priority list. So one thing that we know that Trump has said, that he's going to undo all of Barack Obama's immigration-related executive orders and is going to reverse certain climate regulations. he could also begin dismantling the Affordable Care Act shortly after he's inaugurated, but that he's going to undo those things. However, the Affordable Care Act will take a while to unravel, so if you were to go down that path, and which he will, and start down that path, it might take some time to pull that apart, and I would imagine it would because of how complicated it is in involving insurance companies, hospitals, drug companies. You know, there's so many tentacles attached to our healthcare, it's ridiculous. We would be strangled by a baby octopus with that many different tentacles choking us out. So the sooner the better they start to chip away at what the problems are of it, then all the better for all of us, the things that aren't working. And it certainly is not a shock to anyone. And because so much happens in our lives, they say we have an 8-second attention span, which is less than a goldfish. But the horrific shooting in Orlando, finally the gunman's widow gets her day in court. And the widow of the Orlando nightclub shooter pled not guilty to charges of aiding and abetting her husband's support of the Islamic State group and hindering the investigation of the attack that killed 49 people and injured 53 others. Noor Salman entered her plea in Oakland, California, in a courtroom 2 days after she was taken custody into the home she shared with her mother in San Francisco. And, you know, it's interesting. Her arrest only happened after she was interviewed whole bunch of times by the FBI investigating what happened back in June. They said that she knew that her husband, Omar Mateen, was going to attack that nightclub and then lied to the investigators when it was over. She returns to court February 1st to argue for her release pending a trial on the counts that could result in a life sentence. I do not, you know, her uncle is arguing and representing his, or defending his niece, and saying that she's an innocent person who was physically and mentally abused by him, and that she feared losing custody of their 4-year-old boy. She may have some trouble there. Stay with us. We're hitting the mailbag. Next.
Think about the day that you made me that meal. Asparagus and avocado toast. And I cried. Hey. Passive aggressive and lacking attention. I want to get...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Used to be a place, I grew up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and it was used to be the Latin Casino, and then they called it something else, and they used to have a lot of different bands came in, and I don't know what the acoustics was in there, but I'm certain I lost some of my hearing back in those days, because it just seemed like, I don't know, it was kind of the surround sound before surround sound, and you're just blown out. Really, honestly, we'd go to the diner afterwards. I'd call my mom. Mom, can I go to the diner? Yeah. Yeah, you can go to the diner. Ponzio's. Go to the diner. I guess because she knew where I was. Go to the diner, and I think it took us probably a half an hour before we could really hear what we were saying to each other. And when you're a teenager, you know, 17, 18 years old, maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. It's not going to be hard to hear, I believe. They've really worked hard, I understand, on the acoustics for the inauguration, because you're going to get a lot of people out there. It's going to be loud, and there's always the, especially when you're talking about performers, and you're talking about the amount of security, and you're talking about the amount of mass amount of people, really trying to get that right. I know that they were working on that a little bit extra this time around, for Trump's inauguration. I'm sure they do that for every single one, but I happen to know somebody that was a little bit involved in that, and that was one of the things that was relayed to me in a conversation today. Okay, one of my favorite things that we do here on America Tonight, and the fact is that you, I think, like to download the show a lot or think about what we're talking about, and I hear from so many of you later in the week, or you know, maybe after the show has aired and you let your thoughts fly on some of what we've talked about. So on that note, let's dive into the mailbag.
Mail time.
Mail time. Mail time. Mail
time. Yeah, we're just.
Mail time.
Yeah, we're just as excited. Yeah, there it is. So this one is from Chris. Hey, Kate, I was listening the other day when you were talking about what the inauguration was going to be like. I thought that was absolutely fascinating, the amount of security, what was happening around the city, the difficult access for so many people who have to get around the District of Columbia. I would think that those who don't go to inaugurations would just want to take some days off and get out. Yeah, unless they make you work, and then, I don't know, there's no great way around that. I've been to Washington a lot, and there's a lot of interesting, I'll call it historical types of things that you can do there. But it's always tricky, even on a good day, to navigate D.C. So now you're talking about an inauguration and the amount of people that go to an inauguration, all the balls, everything that happens in D.C., I just believe that you just know, okay, I'm going to be part of this crowd, so I'm going to have to deal with the headaches. I'm going to have to deal with whatever traffic is, you know, thrown my way. That's how it goes. But what's crazy is, yes, the amount of security. When you think about it, and of course there has to be massive security there with any president, and Trump would be no exception to that. And I think that's one of the hardest things for presidents from the, I don't know, window dressing side, but very important side to get used to, because there is a loss of, I mean, let's face it, there's a loss of privacy there that's difficult, I think, when you make that transition from your private life into this very, very public life. And I don't think Trump absolutely is no exception to that, especially even with having some kind of bodyguards. He has not had to deal with the lack of privacy to the level that he's already had to start dealing with, and it's something that that doesn't go away either, by the way. You know, so when the Obamas officially leave the White House, they still have Secret Service for the rest of their life. So it's always there. Let's go to this one. This one is from Dak. I like that name. There's an actor. Can't think of Dak Shepherd. I like that name. Dak says, Kate, first time I've emailed the show. I've been listening to you for quite some time, however, and I do like a lot of the guests that you have on. They're different. It's not the same old wah, wah, wah that I think I hear from other people. So I want to applaud you on your choice of getting different kinds of subject matter that you focus on when you do the show, instead of hearing you just bang against the drum, pardon the pun, it is a song, as you know, instead of doing that, you reach to other things. And in reaching and talking about other things that affect so many of us, I heard a show that you did where you were talking to a psychologist about what a shame it was that there wasn't very much available in terms of group therapy with bipolar and other mental health diseases. As somebody who has suffered with PTSD, I couldn't agree with you more. As though it's not as though people don't try, but even going through the VA system, it's not geared toward the real problems that so many of us feel when we come back and try to figure out a way to adapt and adopt back into our communities. It's just so difficult. You can't imagine. I'm not actually even whining my, I'm not bemoaning my fate. I'm just saying that it's pretty tough. And I think that gets lost for a lot of people. They don't understand just how difficult that is. And I'm with you. If there was a way to offer more group therapies, people that are more related in terms of what is wrong and what they're suffering with, how great would that be? Yeah, and I think the problem, though, not being in that business but talking to enough people, it's very difficult to arrange that. It's very difficult to get the right group. It's very difficult to do the whole group thing because of the amount of folks that you have to gather together to make it a reality, to find similar backgrounds and to have somebody be willing to really, really sign off. And I'm not saying that there aren't some of those groups out there. There certainly is. But the problem is they just don't translate sometimes to the generations. It could be whatever the background is. So just because someone says they have a mental health problem, it doesn't mean they're like the person next to them. In fact, they're all very, very different. So thanks for pointing that out. Okay, let's rifle through a few more. Here's one from Jake listening to us in Austin. Girl, you crack me up. I was listening just the other day, and you were talking about some of what was happening in, I think, your life, and it was pretty funny. I think you were talking about something to do with the airport, and I can relate to the whole airport thing, and I have one thing to say to you. The thing that you want the most in life is TSA pre-check. You know, I recently, in going to Charleston, South Carolina, I had pre-check all the way, and absolutely, there's no question. It was so much more of a breeze to go through the pre-check than to have to pull everything out of the bag and do that dance that you do when you don't have pre-check. So I would agree. I forget how much it is a year, but whatever it is, if you're traveling for any length of time, in other words, where you're constantly on the road a couple times a week or whatever, and you're listening to us, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? It's such a layup to get that and not have to deal with the crazy long lines so you can get through and not have to pull everything out. It's so hard doing that because you have people that want to just breeze through, and you have people that are not complicating things, but they have a lot of stuff. And so with having a lot of stuff, they're blocking up the line, pulling out laptops and equipment, and it's such a racket, isn't it? And it is such a racket because it's just more money that they're also earning. It's like, how much more money? We get nickeled and dimed by the airlines. Then we get nickeled and dimed once, you know, just to get through to our gates with the TSA pre-check. But the TSA pre-check, I have to say, it's worth it. If you don't have it and you get it, and like I mentioned, if you're traveling for work and you're traveling a lot, oh my gosh, necessary. You don't have to take off your shoes. You don't have to take off your belts. You don't have to do all that stuff. All right, we have more stuff coming up.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Dan Rather.
Again, the President of the United States is about to address the nation from the Oval Office. Here now is the question.
We will die. You gotta love that. New president.
May I?
Old president leaving. It's a quick flip. I mentioned it 5 hours, and what a process that is to try to get everything ready for the next family coming in and get the old one out the back door, so to speak, because that's what it's like. It's just a quick change. I mean, a quick change. All right, so with the inauguration bearing down on us, here comes a big number for you. 60 Democrats are not attending the Trump inauguration. So since December, there have been plenty of them that have said they won't go. Maybe there was a dozen or so. And now that is just multiplying the amount that are saying, yeah, I'm going to just boycott it. I'm not going to be there. And Ruben Gallego is one of them. He said, we must stand against Trump's bigotries, bitter conspiracies, attacks on Gold Star parents and civil rights heroes. I won't attend the inauguration. So California is actually the state with the largest congressional delegation and the most members avoiding watching Trump get sworn in. Jared Huffman wrote on Facebook he wouldn't sit passively and celebrate the presidency. Said he did not accept the results and supports the peaceful transfer of power, but he says it's clear to him that Donald Trump as our president, the United States is entering a dark and dangerous place. A dark and dangerous place. So 60, maybe more, Maxine Waters said, I've never even contemplated attending the inauguration or any activities associated with Donald Trump. I wouldn't waste my time. And then there are others who are in Washington and they're celebrating and feel good about another presidency and feel as though maybe a business person, whether he's a little crass or not, or direct or whatever adjective you want to use, that perhaps it still will make a big difference having an outsider there, even just from that perspective. I mean, you know, we can speculate all we want. There's no way to know. It's like, and I do this. It's like we do nail the score. You're trying to figure out what's going to happen in the game. We're looking at a crystal ball, and we don't know what's going to happen. We're just looking at the crystal ball and trying to figure out what we believe could happen and looking for clarifications that make sense. You know, Trump is saying things like they'll show off the military in parades and that there'll be these actions to try to move forward on Obamacare and, you know, whatever it is that we've got to do, we're going forward. You know, in these, it's been interesting to watch these confirmation hearings. So, for example, you know, you look at what's going on with Donald Trump's nominee to lead the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, who said that he wouldn't recuse himself from issues related to lawsuits. He wouldn't commit to that. He wouldn't commit to recusing himself from issues related to lawsuits he brought against the EPA as Attorney General of Oklahoma. He said, he won't commit to that. When he was asked a couple of different times, he said, I won't do it. He said he would follow the guidance of the ethics office at the EPA. And then Senator Tom Carper, a Democrat from Delaware, asked the last question of that hearing and questioned Pruitt about cross-border air pollution. He said, under your vision for the EPA, it sounds like states would be left on their own to deal with this problem. How do states address the pollution, this kind of pollution you see demonstrated here, without the assistance of the EPA? So, needless to say, this is how this goes. You mostly have the Democrats really drilling down on whoever the nominees are, and the Republicans throwing up kind of softball questions because the it's the other side, if you will, that are going after them with the, which is what happens when you have a hearing, you know, these confirmation hearings, the other side going after them pretty hard and heavy. So cabinet nominees are getting a lot of ethical questions. And that's not a surprise because of the business background of almost every single one of the nominees that are being nominated for these various cabinet positions. I think more than ever, that question is coming up if they would recuse themselves from whatever it was that could possibly touch part of what they used to deal with. And Friday's the day. Friday's the day for the changing of the guard, but not the changing completely of the cabinet, apparently. So at noon on Friday, the main event in a long weekend of ceremony, celebration, and protests, because you're going to see that, starts. All of that starts. And as that unfolds, you, those quick hearings and who's in and what do they move forward with, the Trump White House, even a question of whether or not the press is even staying in the White House because of the amount of press, they say, that want to cover this president, that want to be there for the daily briefings, that's part of the reason why they might change the site of where the press nest, I guess, is the best way to put that, right? You know, there's all these stories about fake news. And as we come to a close here for this hour, I thought I would talk about this story that I read about Cameron Harris, who said he created a fake story about an electrical worker who stumbled upon boxes of ballots pre-marked for Hillary Clinton. The story goes, it was early fall and Trump fell behind in the polls and was preparing a rationale in case a winner like him somehow managed to lose. So what happened is this Cameron Harris, a new college graduate with an interest in Maryland Republican politics and needing cash, sat down at the kitchen table in his apartment. He filled in the details that Trump had left out and sent out a bogus news story where the headline said, breaking, tens of thousands of fraudulent Clinton votes found in an Ohio warehouse. And it made sense, he figured, to locate this discovery in the very city and state where Trump had highlighted his rigged meme. Harris said he had a theory when he sat down to write it. He said, given the severe distrust of the media among Trump supporters, anything that parroted Trump's talking points would click. Trump was saying rigged election, people were predisposed to believing that Hillary Clinton could not win except by cheating. So he made up the story and pumped it out there. And he was contacted by a reporter who discovered an electronic clue that revealed his secret authorship of ChristianTimesNewspaper.com. So he said he was trying to build a political consulting business and needed to protect his reputation, but agreed to tell a story for how he did this fake news thing. A very part-time gig that he calculated paid him about $1,000 rather an hour in web advertising revenue. So he made that whole thing up. Invented even a Columbus area electrical worker called Randall Prince. Said this every man a Trump supporter. Oh man. Fake news. It did make the rounds. I remember the story. Thanks so much for hooking into America Tonight.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.